Welcome back. This one's for the people who love that old-school jungle roll-up energy, but you want it to behave like a modern, mix-ready DNB tool inside Ableton Live 12. We're going advanced, and the whole idea is simple. We're not stacking random effects. We're building control. By the end, you'll have one rack called Break Roll Flip. Two parallel lanes. One is your anchor. Clean punch. Face stable. Keeps the groove intact. The other is your flip engine. Hyped roll. Where all the tension, grit, width and throws live. Then we'll map 8 macros so you can perform the roll like an instrument, or automate it like a surgeon. Alright, let's prep the break first, because if this part is sloppy, every macro move later becomes chaos in the bad way. Drop your break roll audio onto an audio track and name it Break Roll. In clip view, set warping with intention. If this is a drum-heavy break with sharp transients, start with beats mode, not complex pro. Set it to transients, and try preserve at 1/16th first, then 1/8th. You're listening for the hits to stay crisp without little flams or smearing. Now gain stage. I want peaks around -10 to -6 dB FS before the rack. If the break is too hot, put a utility first and pull it down 3 to 8 dB. Teacher note, this is the difference between distortion sounds expensive and distortion sounds like you broke something. Headroom equals control. If this roll is part of a longer break, consolidate a clean 1 bar or 2 bar section. That way, your automation is repeatable and you can copy it around the arrangement without surprises. Now we build the rack. On the break track, add an audio effect rack. Open the chain list. Create two chains and name them Clean Punch and Hyped Roll. Think of Clean Punch as the spine. Hyped Roll is the costume, lighting, and special effects. Let's build Clean Punch first. Add EQ 8. High pass at 30 to 45 HC with a 24 dB slope. Let the kick and sub own the actual sub. If it's muddy, do a small cut around 200 to 350 HC, 1 to 3 dB. If it's crispy or harsh, tame 3 to 6 KHC gently. Don't over EQ, we're just preventing obvious mix fights. Next, drum bus. Drive around 2 to 6. Crunch low, like 0 to 10 for now. Boom usually off for breaks. It can smear the low end and trick you. Transients go positive, around +10 to +30. This is how we keep the roll defined, when we start doing hype stuff later. Set dry slash wet somewhere between 60 and 100% depending on the source. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Set the threshold so you're seeing 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Soft clip on. That soft clip is a very jungle-friendly way to thicken without murdering the transient. Finally, utility. Width at 100%. Turn on mono bass around 120 HC. This is one of your biggest professional moves in this whole lesson. We can widen the top later, but the weight needs to stay centered. At this point, Clean Punch should sound like stable, tight, controlled. If you solo it and it already feels like it's driving forward, you're winning. Now build Hyped Roll. This is where we flip the break into a modern movement tool. Start with auto filter. Choose MS2 or PRD. Set a low pass starting around 14 to 18 kHz. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. But be careful because resonance is basically how to create a painful peak if you're not disciplined. Add a bit of drive, anywhere from 0 to 8. And we'll macro it. Next, roar, since we're in Live 12. Start in soft or warm mode. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15 dB. But don't commit yet because we're mapping it. If the break gets fizzy, either low pass inside roar or plan to filter after. Alternative, if you want more old school grit, swap roar for saturator and analog clip. Then erosion. This is the air sand texture that makes roll speak on small speakers. Set it to wide noise or sighing. Frequency around 3 to 8 kHz. Amount around 0.2 to 1.5. Small amounts go a long way. If you can clearly hear erosion as an obvious layer, you probably went too far. Then chorus ensemble. Start in chorus mode. Rate 0.15 to 0.4 Hz. Amount 10 to 30%. Width 120 to 180%. Dry slash wet 10 to 35%. Reminder, DNB needs center punch, so this is controlled movement. Not washy stereo soup. Then hybrid reverb. Plate or room. Decay 0.6 to 1.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 ms. Size small to medium. In the reverb EQ, roll those up to 250 to 500 hc. We're using reverb as a throw and a lift, not as an always-on blur. Then add delay, or echo if you want more character. Sync it to 1/16th or 1/8th. Feedback 10 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 300 to 600 HC, low pass around 6 to 10 KHC. We want motion, not mud. Finally, a limiter, ceiling at minus 0.5 dB. This is not for loudness. It's just a seatbelt for resonance plus distortion peaks. Now, before mapping macros, do a quick reality check. Solo hyped roll, then blend with clean punch. If the transient starts feeling hollow when both are on, that's phase and modulation talking. Your first fixes: reduce chorus amount, reduce delay wet, or move time-based effects after distortion so the distortion grabs the tone first and the modulation just animates the top. And we're going to do a mono reality check later too. Now the fun part, macros. 8 of them. And here's the coach note. Don't treat macro ranges like full sweeps. Clamp them so the whole knob travel lives in sweet spots. Most of the magic is in the first 30 to 60%. Macro 1. Tight left right arrow splat. Map drum bus transients on clean punch from plus 30 down to minus 10. Map glue threshold, so it goes from about 1 dB of gain reduction up to about 4 dB. Optional but powerful, add a gentle high pass filter on clean punch and map it from 30 up to 80 Hz so, when you splat, the low mid stays clean instead of blooming. This macro is your groove shaper. Tight for verses, flat for fills and attitude. Macro 2. Hype blend. Map chain volume so clean punch goes from 0 dB down to maybe minus 12, or even down to minus infinity, if you want full swap. And hyped roll goes from very low, like minus 18 or minus infinity, up to 0 dB. This is your crossfader between mix anchor and flip engine. The big tip: match perceived loudness between the two chains. If hyped feels louder just because it's brighter and wider, you'll overuse it and your drop will feel smaller. Macro 3. Roll LP sweep. Map auto filter cutoff on hyped roll from around 18 kHz down to somewhere between 2.5 and 6 kHz, depending on how aggressive you want it. Also map resonance lightly, like 0.7 to 1.1. This is classic tension. Darker as it rises, then snap open at the end. And yes, in DNB, closing a filter can feel like energy increasing, because you're building anticipation. Macro 4. Grit. Map roar drive from about 5 up to 18 dB. Map erosion amount from 0.2 up to maybe 1.2. Optional. A high shelf in EQ8 plus 1 to plus 4 dB around 8 to 10k, but be careful. Use grit to make the roll speak through bass, reese, and dense synth layers without just turning it up. Macro 5. Widen slash safe. Map chorus dry slash wet from 0 to 30%. Add a utility on hyped roll, and map width from 100 to 160%. Keep mono bass on. Fixed. This is transition energy. Widen into the pre-drop, then collapse for impact on the downbeat. Macro 6. Verb throw. Map hybrid reverb dry slash wet from 0 to around 22%. Map decay from 0.6 to 1.6 seconds. And the key instruction. Don't leave it up. Throw it on the last eighth note or last hit, then get out. Fast tempos punish lazy reverb decisions. Macro 7. Push micro. Map delay dry slash wet from 0 to about 18%. Map feedback from 10 to 30%. If you're using echo, you can map a little modulation too. This is the psychoacoustic acceleration trick. You're not changing tempo, but it feels like the roll leans forward. Macro 8. Pitch up fake rise. Two options. The clean option is to automate clip transpose directly in the clip or arrangement, because it's more precise than trying to force it into a macro. The rack option. Add frequency shifter on hyped roll in freak shift mode, and map fine from 0 up to plus 80 Hz, and dry slash wet from 0 up to about 15%. This gives you a lift without turning your break into a cartoon chipmunk. Now, one more pro safety move: add a utility at the very end of the rack, after the chains sum together. Map nothing. This is your mono button. Every time you build a hype moment, click mono and check. Does the snare still crack? Does the low end stay present? If it collapses, reduce chorus, reduce delay, and consider keeping clean punch always audible so the groove never disappears. Now let's talk arrangement moves, because this is where advanced DNB feels advanced. The secret is that your macro automation should snap rhythmically like drum hits. Curves for tension, steps for punctuation. Here's a classic pre-drop one-bar roll. In the bar before the drop, ramp macro to hype blend up to around 70 to 100%. Use macro 3 LP sweep to close a bit over the bar, then snap it open on the last eighth. Tap macro 6 verb throw only on the last eighth note, and push macro 1 slightly towards splat in the last quarter of the bar for that grimy urgency. For mid-phrase fills every 8 bars, keep hype blend mostly low so the break stays consistent. Then do quick punctuation. A tiny macro for grit spike for 1/8, and a tiny macro 7 push spike for 1/8. It'll feel like the break got edited, not like you swapped sounds. If you're doing jungle style roll and duck, put a compressor after the rack and sidechain it from the kick or kick bus. Ratio 4:1. Fast attack like 1:3 ms, release 50-120 ms. Now you can get gnarly with chain B and still not fight the kick. Quick common mistakes to avoid while you automate. Don't overwiden. Wide breaks can sound massive in stereo and then vanish in mono. Keep bass mono. Widen mostly above 200 Hz. Don't let resonant sweep stab your ears. If macro 3 gets harsh, put it EQ after the filter and gently dip 3-5 Khz. Don't drown fast ENB and reverb. Do throws, not wash. And don't ignore headroom. Aim for the rack output to peak around minus 6 dB/s during the roll. More motion, not more level, is what makes the drop feel huge. Now a quick practice exercise to lock it in. Set your project to 174 BPM. Make a 16-bar loop. Place your break roll in bar 8 and bar 16, one bar each. For bar 8, do a moderate flip. Hype blend from 0 up to 60%. LP sweep from about 14k down to 5k, just slightly closing. Verb throw only on the last 1/8, up to around 15%. For bar 16, go heavier. Hype blend from 0 to 100. Grit from about 20 to 80%. Push from 0 to 15% in the last 1/4 of the bar. And if you want that classic tension, add a tiny micro mute, like a 1/8 bar mute right before the drop. Then do the most important move. Hard reset on the downbeat. Pull hype blend down right on the drop so the center snaps back. That contrast is the magic. Export it. Then export a mono check by putting utility on your master and hitting mono. In mono, confirm the snare transient still reads, the low end doesn't disappear, and the roll doesn't end up louder than the drop.